Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. Comes Skype to the rescue. And it all has to do with people saying bye-bye to Zoom. Skype is now rolling out a new service called Meet Now. And the coolest thing about it, you don't even need to sign up for it. Now, with Meet Now from Skype, you can create and share a free meeting, as they're calling it, with just three simple clicks. And the host doesn't actually even need Skype installed. Then you can go in and invite people using either a simple link or a share button. Now, if the person you are inviting actually has Skype already installed, it will actually open the app directly to the call. And if not, it'll just open the web client. Pretty simple, huh? So for those of you right now that have been using Zoom but feel like you're a Nightmare on Elm Street or something, you might want to give this a try for Microsoft. Apple and widgets. Let's face it, yeah, they're there, but they're not really much like a widget, are they? At least when compared to Android. That may be changing in iOS 14, at least from what we can see by code leaks, and of course what 9to5 Mac is reporting. They've actually discovered that Apple is developing a real widget system for iOS 14. The code name, by the way, is Avocado, and I don't know about you, but that sounds real good right now. Now, the feature would actually let you place widgets anywhere on your home screen, just like you would an app icon. Most people have been actually wanting this feature for quite some time. Though I think we're going to have to wait a while before we actually see if it's going to be true or not. We all know E3 didn't happen. Aw. Though for good reasons, of course. But here is some good news. E3 will return next year. June 15th, actually, is the date set now. Now, from what we can hear, all the things we're going to be seeing this year at the E3 2020 will be shown next year on top of more. Meaning, get ready for an experience twice the fun. Well, at least that's what the promoters are saying. And even though E3 will miss the PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series X unveiling, companies are ensuring they want to come back with a bang at this event next year, so there should be a lot of goodies and surprises in store. And finally, who's the greatest browser of them all, at least in second place? Come on, we all know who number one is. It's Chrome. And if you said Firefox is number two, you'd be wrong. Introducing Microsoft Edge. Yes, it is now the second most popular browser in the world. Now, yes, like I said, Google Chrome, yep, still on top. 68.5% of market share there. But Microsoft Edge is edged out Firefox by, it's a small percent, it has to be said. Edge is currently at 7.59% of share, while Firefox has dropped to third with 7.19%. Other browsers on this list as of March 2020 include Internet Explorer at 5.6%. Safari, yeah, it's still there, 3.62%. And the number one lowest on the list, well, that would be the UC browser, 0.42%. So if you want security, yeah, you might want to go with the last one. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can also check out our website at britishtechnetwork.com and get subscribed to the news show over there. Of course, the Mac show is over there as well, the photo show, and the big show. You can also support the news show by going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for a little small subscription of $5 per month. You can keep the news show coming your way day in and day out. We rely heavily on your donations to keep the show going, so those of you that are supporting the British Tech Network and the news show, thank you so very much. Find us on Twitter too and give us a follow there at British Tech. Definitely come by our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. Now, here I was saying day in and day out for the news show. We're going to be going on holiday. Yes, indeed, though, the Holy Week is upon us. So the news show will be off for the next few days. We will be back next Monday after Easter has passed. So those of you observing the Holy Week, I hope you have a blessed one. I hope you have a safe one. And I'm sure a lot of us will be spending Holy Week in quarantine. It is best for the whole world right now if we just stay home. If the kiddos need a little Easter egg hunting, it should be fun to come up with something around the house, eh? So again, I just want to wish everybody have a happy Easter. We'll be back here next Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have a great week ahead. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.